Title: Drop Reveal Automation for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. Alright, let's build that kind of drama and bass drop that doesn't explode like a festival. It appears like it was already there in the room, and then the smoke clears and suddenly it's right in your face. This lesson is all about drop reveal automation in Ableton Live's Arrangement View. Intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable grouping tracks, using returns and drawing automation. The goal is a 16-bar pre-drop into a 32-bar drop, where the core groove doesn't need to change much. The impact comes from contrast, hazy and implied before, tight and defined after. Before we touch a single automation lane, here's the mindset. Decide what's being revealed. For smoky late night moods, the best reveal is usually definition, transience, upper mids, and clarity. Not more notes, not more layers. It's the same loop just coming into focus. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in a 172 to 176 range. I'd pick 174. Stay in 4/4. Now drop a couple locators on the timeline, one at the start of your pre-drop, and one at the drop itself. For this structure, think bar 17 is your pre-drop start, bar 33 is the drop. Now step 1. Build a rolling core first. This is important. Reveal automation only feels good if the destination is already good. So get your drop groove working with no automation. Typical rolling DNB foundation. Kick and snare doing the job. Snare on 2 and 4. A hat pattern that moves, either straight eighths or shuffled sixteenths. Ghost notes between the main hits, especially ghost snare or rim textures. And if you like that jungle-influenced roll, sneak in a break layer, like an Amen or Think, chopped or looped quietly just for movement. On your drums group, a simple stock chain works great. Drum boss for weight and cohesion, glue compressor for that gentle clamp, and a Q8 for cleanup. Cut the useless sub rumble under 30 Hz, and if your hats are getting spicy, keep an eye on that 7 to 10k zone. And one more thing, don't build the pre-drop yet. Build the drop first, because the whole trick is, we're going to hide it and then reveal it. Step 2. Create reveal control groups so your automation doesn't become a mess. In arrangement, make 3 groups: drums, bass, and atmos or effects. Now create a utility track called Reveal Macros. Make it a MIDI track, and yes, you can put audio effects on it. Ableton doesn't care. Drop an audio effect rack on that Reveal Macros track. Now you've got 8 macros you can map to things across your project. This is the pro template move, because instead of hunting through 10 lanes, you automate a few consistent controls. A good starting macro set for this vibe. A macro for drum low-pass filter frequency in the pre-drop. A macro for bass low-pass filter frequency in the pre-drop. A macro for reverb wash, basically send amount to a big reverb return. A macro for delay smear, send amount to an echo return, or maybe feedback or mix. A macro for crunch, which can be saturator drive or a parallel grit mix. A macro for width on atmos. A macro for drum punch, like drum boss transients. And a macro for sub tightness, which might be controlling mono or cleaning low end on mid bass layers. If you don't want to build the macro system right now, you can still do the lesson by automating directly on groups and returns. But macros keep you consistent, and consistency is what makes this sound intentional. Step 3. Build the smoky pre-drop by fogging the mix without killing momentum. This is the biggest mistake people make. They filter so hard that the groove disappears, and then the drop feels like the track restarts. We don't want that. We want the listener to feel the roll is already happening, just masked. Let's start with the drums. On the drums group, add autofilter. Set it to low pass. In the pre-drop, start somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz, depending on how bright your drums are. Over the 16 bars, you're going to open it gradually, then faster near the end, then snap fully open exactly on the drop. A really reliable shape is, from bar 17 to 29, slowly open from around 900 Hz up to maybe 3 or 5 kHz, then from bar 29 to 33, open faster up to full range, and at bar 33, make it fully open, like a click into clarity. Add a touch of resonance, but keep it subtle, just enough to make the opening feel like it's cutting through smoke, not enough to whistle like a sci-fi laser. Teacher note, if your snare disappears when you filter the drum group, don't fight it with extreme resonance. Instead, do a clean snare parallel. Duplicate the snare, or make a parallel chain in an audio effect rack. Leave that parallel snare less filtered, keep it low in the pre-drop, then nudge it up into the drop. That keeps the groove legible while still sounding hazy overall. Now the bass tease. On your bass group, you're going to do 2 things. You're going to temporarily remove true sub weight, and you're going to hide the brightness of the bass, so it feels like motion, without full impact. At EQ8 and put a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 HC during the pre-drop. This is not forever. This is you making room for the drop to return the real weight. Then add auto filter, low pass, and start it low, like 200 to 400 HC. You should hear the movement and the rhythm of the bass, but not the full face of it. Now here's a really nice late night detail. In the last two bars before the drop, raise the resonance a little on that bass low pass. Just a small lift. It's like the bass is pushing through the fog, and then on the downbeat you release it. Next, stereo haze. On Atmos or FX, add utility and widen it in the pre-drop. Try width at 140%, even up to 160 if the sounds can handle it. But the reveal is not make the drop wire. Most of the time, the reveal is the opposite. The pre-drop is wide and blurry, and the drop becomes more centered and punchy. So automate that width back toward 100 to 120 at the drop. Why does that work? Because when the sides come down, the center feels louder without you touching the fader. The kick, snare, and bass feel like they step closer. Step 4. Reverb wash into a hard stop. This is one of the signature moves for Smokey DNB Tension. Create a return track called Wash. On it, put hybrid reverb, pick a plate or hall vibe, decay somewhere around 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't instantly smear the transient, high cut it so it's not all fizzy, somewhere like 6 to 10k. Then, right after the reverb, at EQ8 and high pass the return around 200 400 HC. Keep the low end clean. Always. Now the automation move. In the last couple bars before the drop, push sends into that wash from things like hats, ghost snare textures, maybe a vocal stab, maybe a noise riser. Then on the exact downbeat of the drop, cut the return. The clean way is, put utility after the EQ on the return, and automate utility gain from normal to minus infinity right on the downbeat. That wash then vacuum is pure tension release. It makes the room feel like it suddenly shrinks, and your drop hits like it's right in front of the listener. Extra coach note. You don't always need a full hard cut. Sometimes, instead of killing the reverb, you duck it. Put a compressor on the return keyed by the drums group. So, when the drop hits, the return gets shoved down automatically. That keeps the smoky room vibe but protects the punch. You're going to a slash B that later is homework. Step 5. Delay smear and micro throws. Create another return called smear. Put echo on it. A great DNB setting is 3/16, because it has that swingy, off-kilter push. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 to 500, low pass around 4 to 8k. You want character, not mud. Add a little modulation if you want it to feel alive. Then do throw automation. Not constant send. Moments. End of bar 32 is a classic spot. You send a hat tick, a vocal chop, or a snare ghost into the delay for a quarter note, and then you cut it on the downbeat. And a nice pro touch, put a saturator after echo on the return. Drive 2 to 6. It thickens the repeat so they read in the mix without you turning them way up. Step 6. The impact reveal. Make the drop feel louder without just turning it up. This is where we stack small changes that add up to a huge psychological impact. First, transient clarity on drums. On drums, use drum bus. In the pre-drop, keep transients lower. Keep drive lower. At the drop, bump one parameter, ideally either transients or drive, not both at once. A great simple move is, transients go from near zero in the haze, up to somewhere like plus 18 at the downbeat. Now your same drum pattern suddenly has edges. Second, wake up the bass. Put saturator on the bass group, or on the mid-bass layer if you prefer. Use something like analog clip. Automate drive from maybe 1 to 3 in the pre-drop up to 4 to 7 in the drop. Important teacher rule, gain match your saturation. If you don't match output, you'll think it's better because it's louder. The reveal should be clarity and texture, not a cheap level jump. And bring back the true sub. If you use that pre-drop high pass at 30 to 40 HC, automate it down or off at the drop. Or, if your sub is on its own track, automate the sub fader up by 1 or 2 dB on the downbeat. Just don't go crazy. In DNB, 1 dB of sub can feel like a lot. Third, mono focus. Put utility on the sub and make it mono. Width at 0%. Keep it centered basically the whole time. The reveal is not stereo sub. The reveal is everything around it snapping into focus, while the foundation stays confident. Now step 7. Arrange the 16-bar pre-drop so it feels inevitable. Here's a blueprint you can almost copy-paste mentally. Bars 17 to 25, set the fog. Drums low passed around 900 HZ. Bass low passed around 250 to 350 Hz, Atmos widened, and crucially, keep a little percussion moving, don't mute the groove. Bars 25 to 29, add movement and hints, open the drum filter toward around 3K, introduce a break layer very quietly, maybe even filtered too, and add one small vocal or synth motif, repeated every 4 bars so the listener has signposts. Bars 29 to 31, pressure, slight resonance lift on the bass filter. Start increasing the reverb send on hats or ghost textures. Add a noise riser, could be a operator noise or a sample, doesn't matter. Bars 31 to 33, the inhale. This is where you commit. Biggest wash into the reverb return. A couple of delay smear throws. Optional, a tiny negative space moment, like muting only the hat loop for the last eighth note, so the groove holds its breath, without collapsing. Then on bar 33, filters snap open, returns cut or dock. Transients come up, saturation wakes up. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. 1. Over-filtering the drums so the pre-drop loses groove. Keep some definition. 2. Leaving huge reverb tails spilling into the drop and muddying the punch. Either cut them or duck them. 3. Automating everything. If you automate at global level, sectional level and momentary level all the time, your ear can't lock onto what matters. Tick a few core moves. 4. Making the drop wider than the pre-drop. Usually you want pre-drop wide and hazy, drop more centered and heavy. And 5. Not gain matching saturation or processing. Loudness lies. Quick coach checks before you call it done. First, gain stage the pre-drop. A practical target is, your pre-drop, with haze and returns active, should average about 1.5 to 3 dB quieter than the drop, with the same master chain. That way the drop wins without your limiter doing gymnastics. Second, check in mono. Put utility on the master, set width to 0, and listen through the pre-drop into the drop. If your pre-drop collapses so hard that it just sounds broken, the drop won't feel like a reveal. It'll feel like the mix stopped working and then came back. Fix that by keeping one mono, mid-forward anchor in the pre-drop, often that snare body or mid-bass harmonic. This audio version is shortened for playback.